Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
Welcome back to this edition of the Ask Coach Perry podcast. I'm Brad Brown, and with me is Lindsay Perry. Lindsay, a question in from Angela de Gavea. Angela's saying she struggles with tired legs, and she wants to know, what can you take for tired legs? She doesn't seem to recover quickly enough. She starts taking L-glutamine, but not sure if there's more that she can do for a faster recovery. What would you advise?
Look, L-glutamine has studies that show that it really does help with recovery. I unfortunately can't talk to dosages right now. I didn't memorize the research papers, but it certainly there is some evidence to suggest that it helps with recovery. But, you know, I always tell people that sleeping and eating are the two most important aspects to recovery. So provided the training load is sensible. So in other words, we're not building up too quickly. We're not doing too many high intensity sessions in a week. And we're getting the build up right. Then the next step is you must make sure that you're getting some reasonable sleep, and you must make sure that your nutrition is really good. And very importantly, that you're getting the right nutrition in within the first hour of exercise. So if you're doing high intensity sessions, or if you're running off your very long sessions, then it's absolutely critical in the first 15 minutes that you provide your body with carbohydrates to reload muscle glycogen, and with protein so that the muscle repair process can begin. If you can't get those two things right for whatever reason, I mean, a lot of people literally squeezing in running into their life, they're just making it happen because they've got this goal to run a half marathon or a marathon or whatever the case may be. And work is work. They're sleeping 3-4 hours a night. Food is optional. It's like when they see it, they eat it. If they don't see it, they don't eat it. And if you're in that situation, then you have to compromise on recovery, on training. So then you need to cut back on your training. You need to do a little bit less, but you've got to make sure it's normal to have tight legs that are a little bit tight. And the way that you'll be able to decipher normal fatigue from the kind of fatigue we don't want is that if you start a training run and 10-15 minutes into the run, you start to feel good, it's not too bad, and you actually end up having quite a nice run without having to force the pace, that's kind of normal fatigue. But if you start runs and you're feeling horrible and you feel horrible through the whole run, and that continues into a second and a third day, that's not normal fatigue. And you need to have a look at your nutrition first. And second, if you can't fix that, or your nutrition and sleeping are really good, then I would look at adjusting the training load. I mean, you can get massage, you can get compression garments, you can do ice baths, and all those things will help a little bit. But if the fundamentals are not there, you're going to struggle. And if part of the fundamentals are that you're just doing too much for where you are right now, then those things are only going to help a little bit. You're going to need to cut back just a touch.
Awesome stuff, Angela. Good luck. Lindsay, thank you so much for your time once again. We look forward to catching up in a couple of days' time. Don't forget, if you have a question you'd like answered, all you need to do is head over to the website, coachperry.com. You can get all the details there. Until then, from the two of us, it's cheers.
Be sure to subscribe to the Ask Coach Perry podcast on iTunes, follow it on SoundCloud, or listen to it on Stitcher. Follow us on Twitter @AskCoachPerry.